Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It is time once again for Vets Corner here on RNIB Connect Radio. Kirsten Simpson is here to answer any of your pet-related questions. We'll give you contact details at the end if you want to get in touch. But we've got a few topics to talk about today. We're going to look at ways of preventing losing your dog, or what you can do if it goes missing, even if it relates to a lot of pets as well. And also we are looking at something which has been in the news quite a bit recently. Not many cases reported so far, but Kirsten, Alabama rot is something which we should all be aware of.
Yes, it's called Alabama rot because it started in America and it was mostly in greyhounds in America. But over here it's affecting any breed of dog. So I think there's been a few cases in possibly the borders of Scotland, but mostly they're in England. I think the greatest amount of cases is in Hampshire actually. And then you've got Manchester, Dorset, Surrey. So it's most of England. It can present as something quite common and quite normal, a small patch of sore skin on their paw, but it can actually result in the dog dying within a week later. So it is quite serious.
So what does it actually do to the animal?
First of all, you'll see a small skin wound or an ulceration on the skin, which again, some dogs can get from going outside and cutting their paws and things, and that's totally fine. But within 2-7 days, they start getting signs of kidney failure, with most commonly tends to be signs like vomiting, reduced appetite, definitely more tired than usual, drinking more. So that's the kind of most common signs, is when folk tend to go, oh geez, they're in kidney failure. They still don't know what causes it. There's some thinking there's some kind of weird bacteria causing it, but they've done lots of tests and not one bacteria has been found in all the animals that have had it. So they're still quite unsure as to what causes it.
So really paying attention to your pet, you know, checking them if you see anything like that. Can getting them to the vet early help?
Yeah, I think by the time they start showing signs of being in kidney failure, they've actually been having it for quite a few days beforehand. So most commonly, if the vet's worried about Alabama rot, they will do blood tests for a few days after they've shown signs of the skin lesions. And if they're all perfectly normal, then you should be fine. But yeah, I'd definitely get them in as soon as possible just to make sure things are all okay.
Obviously, you see, we don't really know a great deal about it. Is it something that just picked up when they're running around?
Yeah, I mean, most commonly it's kind of muddy areas, so they think it's something to do with kind of like something in the mud, or like the wetness seems to kind of like make the sort of sore and cause it to go deeper into the skin, and obviously then gets, it's almost like a sort of septicemia, I suppose, a blood infection, hence why it goes to the kidneys as well. So yeah, most commonly muddy areas. So when you're out somewhere really muddy and your dog gets to be cutting its paw, make sure you clean the paw thoroughly after you've been anywhere muddy, and that's kind of best way to kind of try and prevent it.
Keep an eye on that as well. Obviously we're coming into the warmer climes as well, and I know we mentioned back at the beginning about ticks, but always good to mention this because there are some which are more serious than others.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in the UK we have a couple of kinds of ticks, and obviously in the south of England, yes, you definitely do have the ones that can carry the babesiosis, which comes from abroad. So, and obviously in most of north of England, north of Scotland, the Ixodes ricinus tick, which carries Lyme disease as well. So two main things in the UK are Lyme disease and now babesiosis in the south of England. Definitely.
How would we recognise a tick?
Yeah, good question, because quite a few folk come into us and go, oh, I've had a tick of a dog, and they've actually been trying to take his nipple off. So that's quite a common thing. I'm like, he keeps biting me when I'm doing it, and I'm like, I'm not surprised. So yeah, quite commonly some folk find little skin tags or nipples and think they're ticks, but that gives you the idea of the size of them. So they are fairly small, about a small lentil size when they're really wee. They'll grow up to the size of a small grape if they've been feeding quite a lot on the dog. So you'll feel a small, smooth, slightly squidgy lump on them. And obviously if you look at them really closely, you'll see it's got little kind of black legs, six legs at the top, and it's heavily buried deep in the skin.
And the best way to get rid of that really just to go to the vet?
Yeah, either that, or if you have, you can buy the wee kind of tick hook removers. So they're like a little kind of about 2-inch long bit of plastic with a sort of hook on the end of it, and you slide it along next to their legs and then twist them round either counter or clockwise, and it should just unravels its mouth and the skin and pops out really quickly. Don't do some of the old-fashioned methods. Some folks say, you know, get a bit of a lit match or a cigarette, put it on the tick's bum, or cover them in like alcohol or Vaseline, because all those things will make them do is actually vomit up all the stomach contents back into your dog's skin, which will give them an infection and also will pass on the bacteria and things you want them to not get.
Not nice.
No.
Not nice. Also, you know, things about our pets. You know, we like to let our dogs and so on get out and about, you know, a bit of fun, a bit of exercise. Losing a dog, though, can be quite traumatic for people. So what kind of recommendations would you have so that people could maybe get their dogs back or identify them or stop losing them in the first place?
Well, I mean, legally, all dogs should have a collar with their tag details on them. But obviously, yes, some dogs escape and slip their collars and that's what happens. So obviously, the next best thing then is microchipping, which obviously all dogs in the UK should be done by now. Because from the 4th of April this year, it became the law that all dogs over 8 weeks old should have had a chip placed. So obviously, chipping them. Some dogs do come up from abroad, even though from Ireland still, with tattoos in their ears. Not as common, but still exist. But you can get things like a GPS tag for your dog's collar now as well. So it can, they're still a bit bulky, they're still kind of early-ish days, but they can, and also cats as well, you get kind of cat harnesses with GPS in them as well, so you can sort of see where they're going and what they're doing.
That's a pretty good idea. And I think also when you get the nano systems as well, you can put around your garden, so if they kind of go outside the gate or anything, it'll alert you as well.
Yeah, so which is good too.
Quite a good thing, or maybe just not leave the dog outside a shop somewhere if you can.
We haven't seen it, I think, luckily here, but I think across the whole of the UK, there has been an increase in dogs being stolen from areas. So from folks' gardens and in the garden or from outside shops and that as well. And it's not even one breed, it's any kind of like a nice breed of dog. So the mixes are being left alone, but more kind of like, you know, Spaniels and Labradors are getting kind of like half-inched.
And alert the police, and is it social media good for finding your pet?
Yeah, it definitely can be. There are definitely some groups on Facebook. There's like a Lost Dogs in Scotland, Lost Dogs in your area, Lost Dogs in like, you know, like Northumberland. There'll be definitely a group online that you can put your picture up and they'll spread it really quickly from that. Also, if your dog or cat goes missing and you have an insurance policy out for them, some of those nowadays do actually have a section where they'll fax vets in your area, details of the dog, you know, picture, cats as well. And also they will print out posters for you as well, which is quite good.
Fantastic. That's, that can be included in your pet insurance.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Kirsten. If you do have a question for our vet, then do get in touch. You can get in touch by calling us on 0141 357 3518 or get in touch via the website at rnibconnectradio.org.uk. For the moment, Kirsten, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.